Time for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. And how's your day going?
Oh, good, Paul.
Good.
Yeah, it's been kind of a busy weekend.
Yeah, nothing going on in the tech world or anything.
You know, we had some ideas of things we were going to talk about today, but I think the decision's been made for us.
Yeah.
We just want to cry.
Oh, John, you're so good. Yeah, it's been in the news all week. It's a pretty big story, and of course, Teresa came in the other day and was warning people what to do, and did a good job with that.
Well, yeah. There is, you know, I have mailing lists, and you've reported things on the radio before, and yeah. I usually, it's got to be pretty major before I'll, do that. So hopefully people that get those messages take it seriously, because it's a major thing.
Okay, and well, in case someone's had their head in the sand all week, why don't you start from the beginning here? What's happened?
Well, there's been a release of a new ransomware virus, and it's called WannaCry. And it is spreading like wildfire worldwide. It hasn't hit the United States terribly badly, but it has hit about 150 countries. Mm-hmm. It took down 16 hospitals in one day in what, the Ukraine?
Or wow.
The UK.
UK, yeah.
In the UK. What it does is it will come up on your computer and say your files are being held ransom. And you need to pay us $300 in order to get them back. And it encrypts all the files on your computer.
And so that means what?
If you open them, you can open them, they're still there, but they're gibberish. You know?
Their password protect. You have to get the password to view their files. Mm. And you pay the money to get it.
And you really can't read anything on your screen, right?
Right. You can't. Basically, all of your files that have all of your important information are useless to you unless you pay this $300.
And some people do pay it, but they're...
And some people do pay it.
And they get it back.
Yep.
But don't do that.
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
The best thing is to back up your computer beforehand. But there's some interesting lessons to be learned from this, and I'll kind of go back to the history of, if I disappear after this broadcast and never heard of again, you'll probably know, it'll be clear where I went. But the NSA, National Security Administration, for the United States, they take, exploits, they called, bugs in Microsoft or, the different products.
Right.
And
weak areas. And they use them to, find information, so they are professional hackers in a way.
Right.
And so they found this bug in Windows, and they used it to hack, and they were kind of keeping it a secret. And then this, they're called shadow brokers. It's kind of like a
cyber criminals.
Yeah, but they're kind of good criminals,
Yep.
So they found this, what NSA was doing. And so they tried to make a statement first of all, they notified Microsoft. So that was back in March. This is all before the news happened.
Yep.
And then notified Microsoft. Microsoft did a patch on March 15th. And then then they released the information to the public. So, the public's got it. So you got these hackers out there thinking, okay, let's go after this, because a lot of people don't do updates. We've seen this, We've been calling. That's what we've been really busy with, is just making sure that people are aware that they need to update their computers. And, once you have that update, your computer's good. But if you have one computer on your network that isn't updated and it gets this worm, mm-hmm. it will,
affect everything.
I talked to a customer this morning at a business that, and he said, we have automatic updates on our computers. And I said, well, we called yesterday and asked you to just go on every single computer and check for Windows updates. And he checked for Windows updates, and now he's updating
16.
He's installing 16 updates that weren't installed, and his computer would have been vulnerable.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah. But the good news is that NSA had put a kill switch on it. Okay, so there was the NSA, there was a kill switch on this Trojan worm.
Yeah.
And so a guy in Ukraine found a way, or not Ukraine, in the UK. He's like a nerdy rock star right now over there, because he found a way to...
Oh, I heard about this.
To stop this. So that was great. And basically... a DNS entry that would kill the attacks.
And that's what the Windows updates will do, is install that?
No, this, it will, once the virus, the worm, this is to stop the worm that comes with the virus.
Okay.
And so that worked. But, you know, the problem is, we're going to get through this okay. I mean, we've been pretty fortunate. We haven't had any clients that are just nailed or anything. And there's a lot of backups that are being done, too, so we're kind of not so worried about it. But one thing that we have to be aware is that there's, you know, as with anything, there's going to be new versions of this one. And when these new versions come out, they're probably not going to be done by nice hackers.
Yeah, right.
You know, they might be done by not so nice hackers. And
well, and this WannaCry, they're malicious.
Yeah.
Because they're asking for money. They're not trying to prove a point. They're trying to make money off of it, which I'm sure they are.
And I don't know how true some of these internet reports are coming, because there's fake news and all this stuff. But I last article I read yesterday evening was that there was actually only about $50,000 made on this one so far with all the computers that were hacked.
I think the thing about this one, though, is that you don't need to click on anything to get this.
Right.
You just need to be on the internet. It can get onto your computer without you doing anything. And then it can spread like wildfire throughout a whole network. And then it can spread through your computer to other people through your email or whatnot. Yeah.
And just to reiterate, if you have 10 computers on your network or your home office, whatever you have, and one of them isn't updated and gets this on it, it'll get on all your computers. So that's the danger of this worm.
So what can you do? Well, you always got to be careful what you click on. Okay, we talk about that all the time. If you get an email from someone and you don't know for sure that it's from them, or it does look like it's from them, but you just don't know what it is, call them first. Back up your files. Back up your files. Back up your files.
Back up your files, too.
Do updates on your computers, regular updates for, you know, the Windows updates, update your security software, your Norton, your antivirus program, McAfee, whatever you have, make sure that that's up to date. And see if you have automatic updates scheduled for these things.
Right, right. I know there was a time when Windows 10 was first coming out and there were some buggy updates that some people had turned off Windows the automatic updates.
Right, and we were telling people, don't do updates, don't do updates.
Until we know they have a good product. And now,
but now that kind of is past.
Right.
That scary part is past. And we need to do updates again.
Yep. So keep things updated and current as you can.
And if you have an older computer, like XP computers, we've been saying they can't do updates anymore.
They're releasing an update for this.
Yep. They have XP. Released a patch for all computers, even the older operating systems. So if you have an older operating system, it's still not a safe way to use the internet. But this patch will not allow this ransomware to infect your computer, and then it will stop it from infecting the whole network.
Yep.
So how do they get that that patch? I found a link somewhere. It's a Microsoft update catalog is where I found it. And so you could probably just Google the security update.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many links, but there's also going to be some fake links to it that could be. So I would say if you have questions or concerns about that, email us, call us. You know, that's probably the best thing to do for all that.
So back up and update.
Yep.
Those are bottom line.
Yep.
And do it often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it regularly. You have to do it regularly.
And for reasons like this is why we created our Rural Solutions Backup Service. And we, it's one of those things that I just can't say enough how important to have regular automated backups.
And you guys provide that.
Yes.
We sure do. And it's a very reasonable cost as well.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about nothing.
Yep.
As you know, your stuff's going to be back up all the time.
And if there's an error on it, we're alerted first, and then we can fix it or call you. So we can monitor all that stuff.
Yeah, so one of our customers is paying this monthly fee, and she's like, well, how do I even know this is happening? I don't get any reports or anything. Yep. And, you know, basically, if you don't hear anything, that's good, because as long as it's backing up, we don't get any reports. Mm-hmm. But if something happens and that backup doesn't occur, we get a report right away.
And we contact
and
you.
We can deal with that right away.
And how thankful are people? It only takes one time.
Oh, yeah.
How thankful are people that you do that?
And there's several cases already that we've run into in a short time. And business applications, you know, that would have been tens of thousands of dollars of, you know, recovery or data loss. And boom, they're up and running in a couple hours. So again, contact us for any information on that. We're glad to help out. And
absolutely, that's what we're here for.
All right, you guys are a good team. You do a good job.
I'd like to think so.
Yep. Yeah, serious situation going on, that's for sure.
Yeah, don't be terrified. You know, it's not a Armageddon situation, but it still raises awareness of, you know, some people get a little bit lax with their computers, you know, especially when it's nice out. It's like, yeah, I'll do that when it rains. I'll do that next week, whatever, and can't let that stuff go.
Yep.
All right, if anybody has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can give us a call in our Madison office at 320-698-4747 or at our Milbank store at 605-438-4747. Or you can come visit us, Main Street Madison and Highway 12 in Milbank.
Yeah, or as always, you can email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Paul.
Good show. John and Teresa Whitty with Rural Solutions in Madison and Milbank.